Every year, the youth literary group Urban Word picks a National Youth Poet Laureate, picking a person whose works typically focus on social impact and advocacy. Past winners include Amanda Gorman, who read a piece at the 2021 presidential inauguration, and Salome Agbaroji, a first-generation Nigerian-American, and we talked to her last year. Well, this year's National Youth Poet Laureate is Stephanie Pacheco. She's originally from the Bronx and has quite the resume. She was previously Youth Poet Laureate for New York City and New York State's inaugural Youth Poet Laureate as well. Stephanie Pacheco, welcome to the program.
Hi, Scott. I'm so happy to be here.
Boy, you got a lot of awards next to your name. Congratulations to you. Why poetry?
Poetry is an art form that just requires you to lead with love. Poetry is something that brings me so much immense joy, and I'm just so excited to be able to share the magic of this art form with people all across the country now.
How did poetry hook you? Was there a moment you can remember?
Yes. So I started writing poetry sort of like in middle school. I started dabbling in creative writing. In New York, we're big on like lunch table ciphers. You know, someone starts making a beat on a table and then people just start jumping
in. Hold on. Just want to make sure I understand. Tell me again how this cipher works.
So, okay. We would be sitting at a lunch table, mm-hmm. and then somebody will grab two pencils or just their hands and start making a beat on the table. The other students would just start jumping in with a freestyle, with a rap, with a poem over the beat.
Okay.
And that act of different people jumping in and, you know, sharing some rhymes, sharing some stories, that act, that's a cipher.
And that's how kind of it started for you? You got good at that?
No. Well, how it started was I saw that happening and I was like, oh, so if people are just walking around with all these stories in their back pockets, I need to be ready. Because next time something like this bursts out, I need to have something to say.
Well, let's have you share now. You brought a poem that you're going to read an excerpt from. It's, I understand, it's called Yo, Steph. That's you, I guess. Yo, Steph, where you're from?
Yes. You know, if someone were to ask me where I was from, this is how I would respond. The poem aims to paint a picture of the community that I grew up in and highlight it for all of its colors and bring light to it.
All right.
I say, I began to count the pigeons. How they became holy in my chest too. You black-winged angel, you remind us all of flight. I mean, we dance to anything. The no music clap applies to all situations. It fills the void of disremembering. I say light feet, and we stomp hard, and we don't stay still. I say I'm from New York, and I mean, my high school didn't have a gym. Or an auditorium, or a first week ritual that didn't involve a memorial. I mean, I learned my poverty by learning other people's wealth. I say underfunded. I say we hungry. I say I am song. I say concrete palace. I say my mother built this. I say our people are buried here, so it must be ours. I say we hold these bodies like the ground does, and I mean, I'm gonna make it home, mama. I mean, this country can't pick me from its teeth. I mean, this city won't swallow me. I mean, we gon' eat before we go. I mean, we coming. I mean, we here. I mean, if these city lights are my stars, then I'm not too far from them at all. I mean, if the pigeons can fly, then I can too. I say we black and brown. And poor, and trans, and queer, we're eternal. We build, so we burn. It is cultural practice to refuse to die.
Oh, I love it. We build, so we burn. There's so much to that. You know, finally, Stephanie, we're living in a time where a lot of young people, a lot of young adults are speaking out, are advocating for things they care about. Is there something you want young people to hear from your work? Is there an energy? Is there a voice that you want to transmit to other young people who are hearing your work?
I'd say to other young people to remember the power of your voice and your story and know that it is limitless, that poems rooted in your hometown and in your community are poems that ought to be shared across the nation. I know for me, some advocacy topics that I find myself being very passionate about include educational justice and advocating for resources in schools. That's something that's very important to me and something that I infuse in my poetry. And I invite other young people to do the same thing, to find something that you are passionate about, that sets your heart on fire, and to use your art to push that forward.
We've been talking to Stephanie Pacheco. She is the new National Youth Poet Laureate. Congratulations, Stephanie, and thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.